Timber second quarter highlights.
Ash Maloney, the right halfback. Not much ahead, though, so she's just going to have to set it up and hoping on centre wing somebody can take a mark. Mason will fly, so will Parry. Neither can mark, and Amy McDonald's away. Out the front of the contest, she'll go with one bounce. She'll have a second bounce, and Michaela Bowen's just sprinting and says, put it into space, and I'll try and win the foot race.
Yes.
Good ball from Amy McDonald. Bowen, can she take possession? Oh. No, she can't. She was just nudged. It was well played by Fitzgerald, who didn't give her an inch, and a rush behind for the Cats. Through traffic, that's holding the ball against Shoals Shawley. Geelong will get a free kick. Short ball, and that barely went 15. Ash Maloney took the advantage. Found Jackie Parry, who'll go back and have a shot. No. Rock.
Jackie Parry, just take your time.
Geelong's intensity has gone up.
Yes, they're trying their hardest. Some good plays now, which is good.
Just got to
just
stay in
silly
touch.
Silly errors, yeah.
So they did lead Hawthorne by 16 and were overrun, as we know, last Thursday night. Jackie Parry.
Carlton Boys has been great.
Looking for her 11th goal of the season from 30 metres out. Has got it in at the left-hand goalpost.
Oh,
much needed.
You're too close.
Parry with the goal, and the Cats cut the margin back to 10 points. Robertson went to ground. Webster, can she get a handle on the footy? She can. Wins the ball. Gets a handball to Friswell. Inside defensive 50. Now clears that towards the outer wing. Parry to fly.
Oh,
over the top.
Yes.
Takes a wonderful mark. Nice That's grab from the former Demon.
Timber, second quarter highlights.